Morning.
Good morning. Is that you, Rob?
It is Rob. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Ted Caulfield. Any of the other boys on the line there? How's the fishing?
Went yesterday. The fog was too great to be able to get out in the Gulf, unfortunately. We had to stay inside.
Buddy? Hi, it's Kenny.
Hey, Ken.
Welcome.
And Chris. Hi, Rob.
Chris. Hi, Chris. How are you? Good, good. Good to have you.
Let's see if the call from Venezuela is coming in.
I'm here already.
Oh, you are? Oh, you're the first one on, huh?
Yep.
You were in Venezuela?
No, I'm not. I'm off the coast of Venezuela, but not in Venezuela.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm telling you, Rob, you and I have more parallels than you realize.
That's wonderful. Are you fishing?
No, I haven't fished. I'm snorkeling. I may go sailing. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Are you renting a boat this time?
Yeah, probably will. I'm going to wait for Nina to show up. So, Casey is my daughter's fiance, and she are coming down, and he's an experienced sailor. So it's always good to have another set of hands on board. So we did our homework, teacher.
Good, good. Well, tell me, how did it go? What was
very similar to root canal. You know, I think it was a great exercise. It was, of course, a little bit uncomfortable, but we did it. We're not strangers.
Kenny liked it because he doesn't care about these older people that we've known for decades.
See, that's to have around.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're not a stranger to the segmentation. So, I mean, I think when I first started it back in the Wealth Advisor program, we may have had 300 plus, as I recall. So through the years, you know, initially I think I did two sweeps during the program, and we may have revisited it once or twice. So it was, we got it done now, and I think we're all satisfied with the exercise and what we've decided to do. And we also have the benefit, I would say it's probably an easier task for us, in that we have an existing relationship with an advisor in the office who we help him when he finds sizable opportunities that he really just can't close because of his lack of skills in the area of asset allocation and planning. So he calls us in. So we haven't spoken to him yet, but we're going to call him in, and he'll be able to take some of these accounts. Some of them we're just offloading, we're going to send to the Wealth Advice Center. And a lot of that has to do with qualitative issues as opposed to quantitative issues. So I think we're ready.
All right, tell me how it looks now. Let's say you've done the segmentation, it's all done. How many clients do you have? Ed, how many is Chris? How many is Ken? How does it look?
So I'll hop in. We had like 100 and, let's see, hang on. We had like 100 and almost, we included, so that we work with Carmen, and we have a lot of his clients that I didn't include in our initial screen that are, they're shared clients, and they're probably some people that we should be including in the Supernova process. So I incorporated his book into ours, and that put us at like probably like 183 or something like that relationships. Then we went through and we took out people who are family, friends, people who, like, we're not getting rid of them, but they're not Supernova clients, that they're just going to, you know, just sort of completely set aside. There was, like, 20 of them. And so that got us down to about 159 pre-segmented. And then we went through it, and we came up with 29 clients that we should either pass along or send to the Wealth Advice Center, leaving us with a total of 130 clients that we want to incorporate either into Supernova as a definitely keep. We also coded them for like a, we need to have a, almost like a come to Jesus meeting with them where we're going to explain the process, what we're doing, and they either get on board or they don't, and we decide what happens. And there was like four butlers. So those three groups combined come to 130 total for the three of us.
Good. All right, so who's going to handle whom? How many?
We didn't do that.
That we did not do. In fact, Kenny and I were talking about that this morning. That's our, we have to actually segment our segmented book. But we have a pretty good handle on who that is going to be. It's probably going to be a 10-minute process for us, 15-minute process.
Okay. So that's your homework. That's part of your homework for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Is to get that done. And all right. So here's the next piece. All right. So is that? All right, so is that it pretty much for the homework, or do you have more to tell me?
No, I think that was pretty much, you know, the legwork there. I didn't know if there was more to do.
Yeah, we were trying to – did we miss anything? Because I was, I was talking to Kenny last night. I said, you know, we did the segmentation. Is there anything else we're supposed to do for tomorrow? And we kind of thought we did it, but is there something we're missing that we should have done, or I just want to make sure we had the procedures in place. I mean, we keep reading ahead and stuff.
Here's the big piece. There's two more, you know, big things I got to get done during segmentation. One is the absolute minimum and the target minimum.
That we have.
The absolute. Okay, so give me that.
Well, I mean, I did that before. We did that for last week's call. And so I didn't reapply it to the numbers that we have with these people. With this,
reapply it to the top, to this 130 now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me
okay.
How that was on 170 clients.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, see what it looks like for 130 clients.
So reapply those metrics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Two, we have to go on a per FA assignment of the 130, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We can do this up pretty quickly.
You might be able to.
No, we could do it really quickly. I mean, it's not formalized. It's not written.
I got it. It's 1 million. $23,034 for the
right?
Yes, that is absolute. And let's see, the top 20% would be first 26 clients. So that will be $2,267,653. So 2,250,000 should be our target. And absolute was what, a million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you make, yeah, if you make it 2,500,000, say.
Right.
And 1,000,000. Yeah.
Yep.
2.5 plus, you know, and a million. All right, so that's easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be more than you're doing now, I guarantee you. And it's very healthy. That's
good.
Very good. That's a nice number and easy for everybody to focus on. And you just have to get used to it. You know, it's just exciting and challenging, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa. But that's
yeah, that sound really high.
Yeah, at first, even last week's numbers, which were lower, sounded high at that point in time. But I much prefer these numbers.
They may sound that way, but they're real.
Yeah, that's real. That's, you know, that's who needs you. That's the part you got to understand. You know, somebody with $200,000 doesn't need you.
Right.
Somebody with $5 million does.
Yep.
That's the part you got to understand, is that
it's
what you are trained to do. All right, so here's the part that I want. This is all part of the segmentation organization piece that we need to get done. So here's what I want you to do for this coming week.
Yep.
I want you to organize yourself around the 5-star model. So we've got to get roles and responsibilities clear. And we want to make sure that we're doing the things that we're most qualified to do, that we like to do, and that we're the best at. All right? So we'll train to do things as we go along that we want to do, but we want
right.
to do the things we're best at now, okay? You took a snapshot right now. Who is the best qualified to do each one of these things? And, understanding that there's no more time created, we may have to, do things we don't want to necessarily do temporarily until we get somebody else to do those things.
Right.
All right, so here's the roles and responsibilities and how we organize it. And this is for coaching purposes. This is so I can coach you and you can
mm-hmm.
be best organized. You can change it later on, but for these purposes, it's really important for me. So there's three things that are important to the client. And so we organized ourselves around those three things. One is planning. Client said they want a plan, and so we want to be organized. So the first is the vice president of planning, and that's the person that's in charge of planning. They don't necessarily do the most plans. They probably do. They probably are the most qualified, have their CFP, but other people do planning, but they're the ones that keep track of the number of plans, who's had a plan when, and so forth. So they're the organizer around planning. Second vice president of implementation. And what happens is a lot of times people do a plan and they never implement it, all right, or they cherry pick it. One of the
Dad, is that you with the wind coming through?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, so it's the vice president of implementation of the planning process. So we call it vice president of implementation. So from every plan, we create an agenda. And those are all the things that get done and don't get done. People always say, where do you get the agenda for your calls? They come from the plan.
Right.
And then
okay,
the third,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, and that would include the investment process. So who's ever in charge of implementation is in charge of all implementation, including the asset allocation modeling, et cetera, okay? The third is the vice president of brand management. And under brand management, we put Supernova. All right? So we put operations and Supernova under brand management. So it's all service-related activities, including compliance and other activities. Well, everything administrative goes under vice president of brand management. That's the one that makes sure that everything is consistently done throughout the team. That's the person in charge of all meetings and making sure that everybody is complying with the meeting rituals, etc.
Is that typically the sales assistant?
It can be. And if there's enough people, you know, enough advisors on the team, then usually it's an advisor. But in your case, I would say it's probably your CSA.
Okay.
So in those are the three things that are important to the client. The client's interested in the plan, getting the plan implemented, and the service that's behind the planning process. The two things that are important to you guys is the vice president of marketing and sales. So this is the person that's really responsible for the company. And then finally, the vice president of leadership is in charge of making sure that the vision and purpose and mission are implemented consistently, that the meetings that you have, that everybody is adhering to their roles and responsibilities.
The team meeting.
He or she is the coach of the team. Individually coaches each member of the team on their personal and professional development. So it's a true leader. And he holds the other vice presidents accountable to their roles and responsibilities. I want you to really go through this and have a good meeting about this, talk about it. It doesn't have to be permanent. These can be temporary positions.
Yeah.
Rotate them. But you need to have people in charge of these, because what we're going to do then is we're going to work very hard to eliminate all the insidious thieves of time. We're going to get rid of the procrastination, phone tag, unnecessary meetings, all kinds of things that eat into our day. And some of those have to do with lack of communications and other things. So we're going to work hard at eliminating the thieves, and then putting real time and effort into keeping our existing clients and getting new clients. Any questions on the roles and responsibilities?
Could you go into a little more detail for the VP of planning? I mean, how you see that? Is that someone who constructs the plans by, you know, looking at them and finding gaps and saying we need some information about Social Security and this, that, and the other thing? Or is it someone who is more versed at articulating the findings of the plan?
No, it would be – those are more FA responsibilities.
Okay.
This, you know, that's your ability to sell the plan or to articulate the plan. This is the person that's in charge internally of determining how many plans we're going to do this year, what planning process we're going to use. Are we going to – are we going to use this plan or that plan? Does everybody get a plan? How much do we charge for the plans? Are we consistently doing the plans? Do we have consistency among our planners? Is everybody doing it the same way? Are we the best planners in the world? You know, that kind of thing. Improving the quality of the client experience as a planning process. So it's more of if you were going to be almost as if you were going to write up a responsibility for the office.
Okay.
Leon?
You were going to charge a planning for the office, what that would look like.
Okay.
We're back. We got cut off at vice president of leadership responsibilities.
All right. Well, there was a question on planning. And these roles and responsibilities is almost as if you were going to do it for the whole office. So it's a pretty high level thought process behind them. It isn't necessarily in the weeds on planning. It's a pretty high level of how many plans are we going to do? How are you going to charge for the plans? Are we using the right plan? Is everybody consistently doing it? How does it look to the client? And then, and the same with vice president implementation. If we're doing the plans, are we getting 100% of the plan implemented? Is it inconsistent with our investment process? Does every client look like the same, that has the same investment objective? Are we taking the same amount of risk with each client? So forth.
Hmm. But does that sort of split between the vice president of planning and the vice president of implementation? Because that you're talking about pay attention to the planning, but also talking about sort of the implementation of it as well.
Well, the vice president of implementation has got a big job. You know, are we going to use this annuity or that annuity? Are we going to use this manager or that manager and so forth? So the vice president of implementation really is the person that takes the plan, you know, takes the plan and then
implements it. But there is a, you mentioned an agenda between the VP of planning and implementation.
Right. So the planning would create the agenda because that would come out of the plan. And then literally the vice president implementation, now think of these as high-level positions.
Yeah, okay.
If you're the FA working on a case, you're the vice president of everything, right?
Right.
You're doing the planning, you're doing the implementing, you're doing the servicing, the 1242, you're doing everything.
Correct. Okay. Sorry, that gives... Okay. Kenny, are you there still?
Yeah,
we're here. We're having a hard time hearing some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a little bit of sounds like a wave periodically.
Yeah.
Hits on the shore of Venezuela.
Okay. Are you literally on the porch?
No, I'm near the door. I'll close it. All right.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, hang on.
Any more questions on the vice? We can spend more time on it, but the idea is that these are, you know, if you had a team of 30 guys, you know, or you had a whole office full of people, these would be high-level positions. Now, is that important for your team? Yes, because you want to treat your team as if it's, you know, a really big team. And even though two people, you know, may do one job, the vice president of planning and the vice president of implementation may be the same person.
Sure.
Because you don't have but three people, you know, to assign, or four, you know, depending. So you've got to cover for each other, but I want you to take one hat off and put the other hat on. So, you know, when you do your reporting in on how you're doing, like at the end of the week.
Sorry, we got disconnected again like 2 minutes ago. We figured out what's going on now.
Well, it wasn't the wave.
No, it was Kristen hopping on and off.
Now tell her to stop that.
Yes, I did.
Right, so when you have your meetings, I want you to operate separately, okay? So, you know, vice president of planning reports, and even if it's the same person, the vice president implement, you know, you take one hat off.
Right.
Planning
yep.
off, put on implementation, and then report as vice president implementation. You know, we're
okay.
doing a really good job consistently doing the, you know, our plan implementation. I've checked across all our accounts, and they're very consistent. The returns are very consistent. I mean, if one person's doing really well and another one's doing very poorly, you got a problem in terms of implementation of the planning process.
Yep. And we agree.
You shouldn't have any outliers. So that's one of the tails no pun intended. That's one of the tails we want to get rid of is the outliers,
right.
the inconsistencies of performance.
Right. So we want standardization that's scalable.
That's right. Exactly on everything. So on our liability side of the balance sheet, we want consistency. You know, we don't want one person with a bunch of credit card debt and another person, you know, with none. I mean, you want
right.
to say, you know.
Good.
All right.
Well, that's some homework we've got. We've got to have another meeting, obviously.
So I want to recap. Our homework is, so we're splitting up our clients by who is going to be the lead FA on them. That's one. And then two, we're assigning roles and responsibilities according to those five roles that you gave us.
That's right.
Yeah, but we've got to discuss those five roles and see what we all think of them, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we probably should read, and Rob, you tell me if the Supernova Coaching Guide probably has a little bit of background on the, yeah, it does, I see this here, of, on the five-star leadership model. So we can read up on that. And then we'll have a conference call for the team, right? And then we'll see who wears what hat. That
now,
good,
have you ever had it? Have you ever had it with a team where someone doesn't wear a hat of these five roles and responsibilities?
No.
Okay, so it's important for. Well, there's four team members right now, if we're including our sales assistant, and five roles.
Right. Yeah.
So if one person has three, there might be someone who doesn't have a hat.
Yeah,
right.
But
that might not be a very efficient way to do things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. Well, I think we'll try to take the approach of who everybody should have a hat and try to see who could possibly, who has the best fit for that hat. And it can't be, one person wears five hats. That's just not going to – that's
right.
not
right.
efficient. So
think about the advantage you all – think of the advantage you all have over a sole proprietor, right?
Right, exactly. Yep.
So just use your leverage to an advantage. Teams are very good when they're different. The members are very different, but they communicate well with each other, and they respect the roles and responsibilities of the other person. That's the ideal team, all right? So that's what you have to do here is to leverage yourself and leverage your talent. In business, the name of the game is leverage. Doing the thing that gives you – my dad – was an industrial engineer, and I asked him what he did. And he said, my job is to eliminate my job. And I said, what do you mean? He said, every day I go in and I try and figure out somebody else that can do one of the jobs that I'm responsible for. So I have time to think and to do the things that I'm good at, which is creating and reducing costs. He was a brilliant guy at cost reduction. And the more time he had to think and to use his imagination and creativity, the better he did.
Hmm.
All right.
One of the
things I always did was try and eliminate my job, meaning anything administrative that I ever had to do, I always found somebody else to do it because my skill was in sales.
Right.
All right. And so if I didn't have to do any administration, I didn't. I had somebody screen all my emails, so I didn't have to waste any time on email. I had somebody pay all the bills and do everything when it came to organizing the business, you know, running the office.
Right.
I met with her for a half an hour every day, and we signed everything and took care of everything administrative. So it was done as fast as possible. And I spent my time in the boardroom consulting with FAs, coaching and teaching, and prospecting, meeting with new FAs, hiring and developing. That's all I did. Hire new managers for the region. And those are the things that no one else could do those things effectively as I could. Now, once I got too big and had 14 states, I couldn't coach the way I used to, but I hired good managers that were good coaches that did what I could do, and then I coached them. But I still coached a few teams just to keep my skill level up. All right, so what you have to decide is, what is your job? My job as a manager was simple. It was to develop my people and to hire and train new people, all right, recruits or new people. And that was it. That was my most important job. So that's what I spent 90% of my time doing. So the question is, what is your job? To keep your clients, make them happy, have them do the most business that they can effectively for them and for you, give them the best returns, and bring in new business. So you have two jobs, keep the clients happy and bring in new business. Anything else you do, somebody else can do.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. So that's what you want to think about all the time. How can I get somebody else to do the things that I shouldn't be doing?
All right. So we are set for next week. Kenny and Chris, we should probably get on maybe tomorrow.
That's fine.
You guys can read up. I'll send you an invite, and we'll have our own little meeting and close the loops on these the five issues and then the FA assignment. All right?
Yep.
Okay.
Good, guys.
All right. Bye. Rob, thanks. Thanks a million. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks. It's fun. You guys are great. Bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Are you guys good?
Yep.
All right, I'll send you an invite. You want to give me a time right now that you think might work? 10?
Yeah, 10 sounds fine.
I tell you what, you guys, all right, if it's not 10, text me back and I'll set it up, all right?
Okay.
All right, it was a good call. You got a lot to do.
Yep, enjoy your day.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.